at this point, what I'd like to do is to introduce Delegate Don Guire from Annapolis, who's going to talk to you about. Thank you.
Thank you all very much. First of all, what I'm about to say may offend somebody in the room, and if you're offended, you feel free to leave, but I refuse to speak to you in politically correct terms. All right. With that said, let me pray. Dear Heavenly Father, I ask that the words that I'm about to speak would be of you, Lord, not of me. Lord, that your will would be served, and that you would bless this nation and our state with your mercy. In your Son's holy name, I pray. Amen. You know, it amazes me that we're sitting here today talking about the subject that we're talking about. These are our children. These are your children that we're talking about, that are being indoctrinated with something that we don't necessarily believe in and something that we certainly don't support. At least the majority of us don't support.
That's right.
You realize that it is because of your complacency that this is happening. It is your fault.
That's right.
It is your fault. It is my fault.
That's right.
We should be ashamed of ourselves.
Yes.
It is our fault that we face this.
Right.
That's right.
It's time that we take a stand, ladies and gentlemen. It's time that we stand up for what we know is right and that we be willing to defend it at all costs.
That's right.
I am doing that for you and the citizens of the state of Maryland and the legislature. If you don't know about it, I've been accused of spreading hate and fear among the churches throughout the state of Maryland. Guilty as charged.
Right.
I am spreading hate and fear. I'm spreading the hate of the homosexual activist, and I'm spreading fear of what's going to happen to this great state and our great nation if the people of this world do not take a stand.
Yes, that's
that
right.
That is what's concerned. I'm guilty as charged for spreading hate and fear. It's the homosexual agenda's hate and my fear of what's going to happen if we don't do something about it.
That's right. Get on board.
Enough is enough. It's time that we all stand together and work together to defend our children, to take back our schools, and to return to a moral culture.
That's right.
Realize that the homosexual agenda, not homosexuals, but the agenda is a cultural predator?
That's right.
That's what it is. It's a cultural predator. And it's going after the minds of our most vulnerable, which are our children.
That's right.
The question is, do you care about this issue enough to stand with me and the others who are willing to take it on head on?
I do.
Do you care enough to empty your pocketbooks to fund it so that the commercials and the advertisements and the communication can go on so that we can fill rooms 10 times this size with people who care about this issue?
I do.
Or are you here because it's convenient at the moment because it's in your face? Because understand, this didn't happen in December. This started happening in 1962 when prayer was removed from school. Then we sat home. We sat home and allowed it to happen.
That's right.
And then 11 years later, we sat home again when the courts, mere men, declared that murder was no longer murder. And we now have the innocent bloodshed of literally millions of unborn children across this nation. We should be ashamed, ladies and gentlemen.
Yes.
So what do we do about it? Because that's where I come in. Where do we go and what do we really do about it? We become active. We become vigilant. We absolutely must hold people accountable for what they are doing to our children, our state, and our culture. We must hold them accountable. We must identify them. We must expose them. And we must eliminate them from their seats of authority with our votes. That is what we must do. Thank you all Saturday morning when it is so beautiful. But let me tell you, this issue is critically important because there is an agenda. It's been exposed to you. I'm sure that you care about the issue or you wouldn't be here. But most importantly, we must do this for the future of our children, our grandchildren.